welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart.
And do you believe that? I am Madeline Bass with So Real with Madeline, and this is Empowering Your Mind. And today we're talking about, I got to get mine. Do you got to get yours? Do you want yours? Do you want what you have been created to have, to receive? And if the answer is yes, then that is really, really a great thing. We want you to be empowered. We want you to be inspired. We want you to be encouraged. And we want you to just stay focused on what it is you're supposed to be doing. You have to grow you. You have to learn. And that's what each Monday is all about, is we're about empowerment. We're about getting to that next level in knowledge. And so those of you who have been taking notes over the last couple of years, I'd like to thank you for your commitment and just sticking to it. I appreciate those of you who've just been enduring. Super excited about the show. We're going to kind of go back a little bit. We're in the month of June and soon to be July. So after a while, school will be starting back for myself and also for kids. So younger kids who are in high school, middle school, and elementary. So we want to make sure that those of us who are young at heart, that we have ourselves together. Maybe you're working a job and you're needing some type of different kind of education for advancement on your job. Been there, done that. And if you don't have the skill that they need in order to promote you, then you will be stagnated. And that can become frustrated after a while. So today we're going to try to focus on, are you willing to get yours? Are you willing to do what you need to do to get yours? And that is to be prepared, prepare for failure, for your success. Prepare for your next level, prepare for your next day. You know, we need to have a strategy. We need to know what it is that you want out of your day. We're not going to even say out of your life or even out of your business. We're going to do a daily something. You know, what do you want from your day? And go get that. Seize it for the day, okay? And so each morning when you wake up, we of course need to give God thanks. And we need to pray. We need to ask God, what is it that he needs from us? What is it that he wants us to do in that day, the direction that we need? And that's the first place we start when seeking our purpose. We are seeking from the one who created us, the one that has that plan already prepared for us. And that is getting the information from the source, the true source, that wants us to be great, that wants us to have prosperity. In Jeremiah, he talks about that quite frequently. He says that God has prepared a plan, he has a plan prepared for us, a plan to prosper us, a plan for a future, a plan not to harm you. So if what you're doing is hurting you in some way to the point of wanting to give up, that can go one or two ways, because a lot of times when we're doing the things of God, what we think our friends or our circle, we can get caught up in that, in our feelings, and thinking that, okay, this may not be what God has for us. And trust me, I have seen those days, and recently I felt like I'm spinning my wheels. You know, the things that I'm doing must not be what God wants me to, because I'm not being successful. But the other way that I can look at that is that I am being productive in myself. So I'm going to get mine. And while I'm getting mine, I'm going to help and encourage others to get there. So I look at myself each and every day. I say, okay, what can I do today? What can I change today to better myself? I can't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow will deal with itself, and I can't do anything about yesterday because it's already done. What can I do today to make myself better? Okay, so we're going to go through a few things that, like I said, we've already discussed, but I just want us to be prepared for each and every day that we get up. So you have your information, your instruction from God. You've talked to him, all is well within your heart, and you want him to lead you, protect you, cover you for the day. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to get dressed, okay? You're awake, and you're moving around, and you're getting dressed. You're brushing your teeth. You're fixing your hair. You know, fellas, you may be ironing your suit, your clothes, you know, whatever you got to do to get your stuff ready for your day. You're getting dressed. So your covering for your day is your to-do list. That's your getting dressed. For those who are maybe doing at-home businesses, you're preparing a ministry, or maybe even doing homeschooling for your kids. But your to-do list is how you become productive in your day. That is your day. So you have a time schedule that you've done the day before on what it is you want to do. Some people say, you know, plan out your week, but I do one day at a time. And so the night before you're done, you go through your list, and whatever you didn't do or get accomplished on that day, that goes at the top of your list to do. That's your number two, okay? Because your number one will always be prayer, getting your instruction from God. That's always number one. Number two will be your to-do list, and your number two on your to-do list is to make sure that you have your list going, okay? So we want to continue to grow, and that list never goes away. You realize that, right? Because each day you want to accomplish something. So the next thing on your list is to try to get yourself a schedule, even with your planning of your meetings. And this is, a lot of people say, well, isn't that your to-do list? No, your to-do list is what you're going to do. Your schedule is what's done. You've got it done. At 2 o'clock, I've done this. At 6 o'clock, I've done that, and it's done. You've scheduled it, and it's scratched off your list. It's done. But you need a timetable in order to get things accomplished because you can't do everything at one time, okay? So part of your to-do list is getting you a timetable set up for your calls. You may have appointments for individuals that you need to talk with. Ministry leaders may have to talk to your pastor. Bosses, if you go to your job, you may have a morning meeting. Some people do morning meetings. If you have a home-based business, you may meet with your team, or you have a webinar or training call that is in the morning. And even if you use no one but yourself, you still need to get a scheduling going for people that you have, for your customers or potential prospects, which are individuals that are interested in what you're doing, okay? Even some things for yourself, scheduling for classes or trainings, anything that you need to have at an appointed time needs to be your number three. You need to make sure you stick to your schedule because things can happen. You can get thrown off, you know, somebody didn't pick up the baby from daycare like they said they would, or you have to take a break because maybe someone got sick at school and you have to go and pick them up, or maybe your parent or husband or spouse or wife got sick and you need to stop what you were doing, an emergency of some sort, or you'll get sick. You know, anything can happen. So you want to set that schedule up, a time to eat. People, that is so key. Your diet and rest is important. How you eat and what you eat and when you eat it has a whole lot to do with how you rest. Eating after 7, I know this is in a health show, but eating after 7 is a challenge for your body simply because your body stops digesting. And I know a lot of people are like, what? But God is amazing the way he creates it. Your body stops digesting food after 7. So anything that you put in your stomach that is too heavy, red meat, you know, heavy stuff, starches, and you're wondering why you're gaining weight, that's why. Even people who work nights, you know, that's a heavy substance, so that's going to make you sleepy and tired, because your body is working extra hard to digest it, and it slows you down. It makes you sluggish. So we have to be careful what we put in our body. Some people should drink maybe protein shakes at night, maybe let that be a supplement, and some fruit. Get you some peanut butter and crackers or cheese. These are things that will get you through the night. You know, heavy meals, you know, eat your good dinner, like a 5 o'clock dinner, a good dinner, maybe even six. But five is probably going to be best because then you kind of had a chance to get that off of you. Most schedules don't start until maybe 6 o'clock or seven for your work schedule. So if you eat around five, you kind of got that nap time in, your body's ready to work, and it's ready to move to its next. So get you a schedule down that works for your body and start seeing the changes that's being made and document it. So this is very, very important. Number four, the thing that you want to focus on is your vision. What do you want out of the productivity that you're planning on making for the day? What do you want from it? You want finances out of it? Do you want education out of it, getting knowledge? What do you want out of it? Do you want to work on you day? You know, even if you have goals like working out, if you want to work out, you still got to have a plan. You got to have a schedule. So it is very, very important that you follow these steps in order to accomplish what it is that you want to do. Number five is, did you meet that goal? And if you didn't, what stopped you? What was in your way? Thought process, being able, were you distracted? You know, what caused you to not get accomplished what you set out from 2 to 4? Why didn't you get these things done? And pay attention to your distractions. The phone rang and you stopped to talk to your girlfriend or your homeboy or your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, you know, whatever the case may be, what were your distractions? And get to the place where you can eliminate those distractions as much as possible, no matter what it is. You know, you want to stop what you're doing because you need a break, or maybe you got to cook dinner. That's what your schedule is for, okay? So you see how all of this will help you to get your life together and get it organized. You want to plan out your day step by step. And it helps you because it's going to give you a routine. And after a while, some things that you have written on your list will become a habit. It will become a habit for you, probably after about a month. Even your eating habits, the way that you eat, the way that you exercise, it will become a habit because your body will get used to it. Just like your body gets used to working all night and it's up. You get thrown off, and, you know, like on your off days, you're having a hard time getting back on track with your rest. And the next thing you know, it's time to go back to work, and you're working those nights again. So you want to make sure that your routine is good for your body. And what you put in your body is what you're going to get out. So if you keep pouring in inconsistencies, junk, lack of rest, you know, junk food, your mind is not being fed right, you, no prayer life, no connection with the Lord whatsoever, your body is going to respond. It's going to respond negatively, I might add. You're going to gain weight. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to be angry. You're going to be irritated. You're going to be hungry. You know, all of these things are going to start unfolding because you're not putting in your body that takes care of you. Your body takes care of you. So those of you who have small children or, you know, even teenage kids, you know, your family needs you, mothers. You know, those of you who are single moms, I've been there. I'm living that. Ain't no been there. I'm living it. But single moms, you know, you are the breadwinner. You are the backbone. You are the keeper of that household. So it is important that you keep yourself healthy because when you fall apart, your house is going to fall apart if you have not taught your kids how to be independent. You've taught them to only depend on you, that you're the only one that can keep that house functioning. And people, that's not a good thing. That is just not a good thing because they're going to grow up. They're going to move out, go to college, get their own places, whatever, get married, whatever the case may be. And if you have not prepped them, it's going to lead them down a lot of paths of frustration and aggravation and maybe even resentment because they're going to say, well, you know, my mama never taught me this. My daddy never taught me that. You know, no matter who's missing in the household, you know, the dad may be missing. And, you know, there was a big brouhaha about Father's Day and women feeling like they should have 2 days because they were the mother and the father in the home. You are the mother in that household. The father is the father in heaven. He's the male role. If you are doing what you need to do spiritually, there will be a pastor. There will be a big brother. There will be a man that God will allow to be in that child's life, whether it's a daughter or a son. You know, there will be a male role, a brother, an uncle, a grandfather. There will be a male role that can help that child to see what a man is supposed to do. So the mother is the mother. You will be the disciplinarian, yes, because you're the single parent. But that male role still belongs to a man. Ladies, we need to relinquish all of that and stop trying to hang on to saying I'm a man and a woman. You know, I do it all up in my house. You may go to work, but, you know, liberation did that for us. It's not so much that we want it. Some women, it was thrown on them, you know. And so as a single mother, yes, we have to get out. We have to get out of the salon. And we have to do things we need to do to take care of our kids. But guess what? Even if you were married and that husband stuck around, your responsibility is still that child. To take care of it, to nurture it, to feed it, get it to school, you know, to teach it things. That's your responsibility as the mother. And we've gotten it all twisted. Look in the Word. The Word clearly gives us our role. Our role is to nurture and to love our kids and to get them to that place, even our boys. And once they reach a certain age, that father then takes that take on a responsibility. But that daughter gets to see what a man does also. So it has a purpose of a two-parent home. But just because you're in a one-parent home does not mean that that child will go lacking if you follow the will of God. So didn't really get off track on that, but it's just the bigger picture. We need to focus. We have too much that we're pouring onto our kids that's keeping them distracted. We're pouring our anger and our bitterness from our relationships or whatever's happening. You know, we're pouring that onto our kids, and we need to pour them positive. We need to let them see us praying over our situations, studying and looking in the Word for answers. You know, if we don't have an answer, it's okay to tell your child, you know what, I don't know, but let's see what the Word says. Let that child show them how to go into that Bible and get an answer. And that's the same with business, ministries, workplace, no matter what. There is nothing new. Marriages, there is nothing new under the sun. God has seen it all. And the instructions to everything is in the Word. And forgiveness is the key to most of our problems. And that's something that we just can't seem to grab a hold of, is forgiveness. Christ came and died for our sins. And we need to get in our minds, I'm going to get mine, and that's your blessing, what God has for you. But a lot of yours is not released because of your lack of forgiveness. We need to be able to free our hearts of all of that negativity and all of that begrudging and hurt and pain, and let it go and allow the Spirit of God to intervene and pour into you peace of mind. He says he will give you peace that is beyond your understanding. You just can't even imagine having that much peace. He gives you a peace of mind to be able to function, to think clearly. And so I want you to be able to keep all of that in mind with all of these five steps. First, prayer. Get your to-do list. The first thing on your to-do list that goes on there at night for the next day is whatever you didn't accomplish in today. That's the only thing for tomorrow that you will write on that list. And then whatever you need to add for tomorrow, then you're scheduling. If you made an appointment with someone or you need to talk with someone about something, you have a training of some sort, get your scheduling, get your day planned, and stick to it. Next, you want to make sure that you know what it is that you want to accomplish. Why didn't you get whatever at that top didn't get accomplished? Why? What were your distractions? And that's number five. What were your distractions? Why didn't you get it done? We need to look at us. And in order for you to get yours is to see where you're lacking, to see what you need to do, to see how can I accomplish this. If no one helps me right now, how can I accomplish what I need to accomplish? And this is how I've learned. And people, I'm not telling you something that I'm just saying you need to do. I'm telling you based on my experience. I went through the whole phase when I first got into my own base business, and I felt like I was abandoned. My upline didn't do this. My upline didn't do that. And I was blaming everybody under the sun for my failure and my location. You know, it was all types of things. My family didn't support me. But I decided, you know what, I can sit down and I can learn this stuff. Even in my situation, paralyzed, couldn't move it, hardly anything, but maybe a few fingers at the time. But I taught myself how to do things for myself, starting with learning how to walk, learning how to talk. You know, I couldn't do a whole lot for myself, but I learned to get myself back together by trusting God, hearing him that morning, what I'm to do that day, and get it done. What did I need to focus on? Okay, we're going to focus on moving your feet. We're going to focus on wiggling your fingers. We're going to focus on your speech. Now we're going to focus on you sitting up for an hour. Then we're going to focus on you 2 hours. So you've got to get you together before you expect a big conglomerate of business people to attach themselves to you, because you won't have anything to offer if you know absolutely nothing about what you're wanting to do. So we need to make sure that in order to accomplish all of our things, the big picture is to grow you. You got to go get yours first. Then as you attach and God sends people who have, then you'll be able to communicate with them, convey to them what it is you need, what you want, without stuttering, without stammering. You'll be able to sound like you've got your ducks in a row. You might not have it all figured out, but to them, they're going to hear from you. Okay, well, she's kind of got a plan going. She's got a good path. I see her strategy. I see her plan. She's got it all written down. You know, she's been moving towards this. She's got these many customers. She's got this many members of her organization. She's got that going on. So they will be able to see, even if you go to a bank, they're going to see your plan and your strategy will work. You have to be willing to get yours first. Then other people who come in along and attach themselves to you, they see that they can learn something from you. But if they come aboard and they're with you and you're trying to figure it out and they don't know what they're doing and they're trying to figure it out, sooner or later they're going to depart. Simply because it's like, okay, I'm not learning anything, I don't know what I'm doing, and neither do you, so it's probably best we just split our ways. And usually it's a friend, and then you've lost a friend. And so to keep that from happening, you want to make sure that you get your ducks together and you get them all rolled up, and you get empowered, you grow you, you dream big, and you move towards living in your purpose. To grow you is important. Vision your greatness so you can have your future. You want to be able to go out and fulfill it. And don't be afraid to ask for help. And also don't be afraid to hear no. If someone doesn't see your vision, it's okay. It's okay. You probably can go before somebody and ask them, you know, but their time is their time. And their vision is their vision, just like yours is yours. And I've said this before many, many times. You can't expect other people to build your vision. You can't expect other people to see and act on your vision if your vision is just an idea. If you're only having it in your head, you haven't put it on paper, you haven't made out any plan, and you're talking to this person and this person is not seeing any productivity, then that other person is going to be like, okay. You've got to be willing to show them that you're serious about what it is that you're seeking, your vision, your dream. Lay it out. That's why God says write the vision and make it plain. So be excited about what it is that you have to do. What are your goals? You know, how long will it take you to accomplish it? Do your pros and cons. You know, balance that thing. Look at it and evaluate how you should go about doing it. Is it going to sacrifice my time? Will it affect my family? For those of you who are single, that is why in the word it says it's better to be single simply because your time is more open. Married people, even single parents, your time is limited because you have a family to depend on you. So you got to really be able to look at that thing the way that it is and then see past that how you're going to get there. Why haven't you accomplished your dreams and your vision? What is it that you need to do in order to get it done? Are you dressed for your successes? People, come on now. We talk about it all the time, and they label people of color with the baggy pants, you know, the dreadlock or even the braids in our heads. You know, they look at that as being unclean. But I've seen people who have dreads that look very nice. You know why? Because they have a three-piece suit on, or she has a pantsuit on or a skirt set with some heels. You can be taken seriously no matter how your hair looks. If it's fixed neatly and your attire is well and you are clean and your speech is well, you can speak and convey to them properly, you're going to be taken seriously. After a while, they won't even see what you look like. They're going to be focused on what you're presenting. That's the difference. Dress for the successes that you want. If you don't want success and you want to be a gang member or you want to be a homeless person, look the part. It's okay. If that's what you're content with and that's your goal, then you think you found it, you accomplished it, whoop, whoop, happy for you. But if you're looking to accomplish something more successful on a higher level, you have got to dress the part. And that's from head to toe, inside. inside your head and out. You've got to look the part. Be ready. Be prepared for your successes, but also be prepared for your failures. You've got to be ready. Don't let your failures, your small, little small failures stumble you to the point to where you give up on what it is that you know you're supposed to do, your purpose. So be dressed inside and out. Put on the whole armor of God because you got to be ready for what it is that you want in life, your outfit, your inner self, your outer self, professionalism, business mindset. Be independent. Be confident, and so on. You've got to be willing. Don't be desperate. Don't have low self-esteem. Don't get lazy. Don't get complacent. You want to be able to come off as, I'm ready. The key to success is your first appearance, and it's not just in your clothing. It's your attitude, your character, your verbal, and your experiences. Your experiences are going to teach you how to deal with the next whatever, the next interview, your next ministry, your next business, whatever it is, your next level in this business, whatever it is, you're going to have yourself together because you're going to go through each day and you're going to correct it, your failures, number 4 and 5. You're going to go back to and you're going to look at those each and every day. So I'm Madeline Bass, and this has been So Real with Madeline, and we're empowering your mind, and I'm telling you to go get yours because I got to get mine. And I want to get my blessing. The theme song to our show is Go Get Your Blessing. And sometimes in life, you got to do something that you've never done. If you want to get what you've never had, you got to be willing to do something that you've never done before. You've got to be willing to go to your next step outside that comfort zone and reach for your blessing. Go get your blessing. You deserve it. You deserve it. So I'm going to let you go. I didn't mean to fuss at you today, but I just need you to see how important it is. Half of the year is almost done, and we're moving into the second half, getting ready for your next level, your next section of this life. The first 6 months, if you didn't get it right, you didn't feel like you were accomplished, guess what? You've got 6 more. Will you be able to see them all? Only the Lord knows, but you still got to have a plan or a strategy so that your kids can see you reaching and achieving something. God says your inheritance for your kids and your children's children. He says your children's children, that's your great-grandchildren, will be able to live off of your successes. They'll be able to continue the legacy of doing the same thing, and that generation will continue to be blessed on and on and on. But you've got to get a strategy going. You've got to get whatever God has placed in you out, and it's up to you to get it done. So God bless you. May he keep you, stay empowered. Keep your vision going and growing, and think big always, and always will you.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.